Over the past few weeks, I've been relatively quiet. I was trying to determine what topics I wanted to speak to next. I've been doing a series of podcasts, and over 2 months, I collected the ability and mindset to record 8 podcasts. 6 of the podcasts had to do with a particular topic, an experience I was going through. 2 other topics talked about relationships with my children for our Mother's Day reflection, and a relationship for my dad entitled In His Eyes. I took a pause last week just to allow my thought process to come together. Maybe like a writer, I was trying to determine what topic resonates with me. This week, the topic came. The topic was called boundaries. I was reading something and it talked about boundaries, how in every part of your life you have to establish boundaries. If you don't establish boundaries, whether it's in your interaction with friends, your interactions with family, your interactions with coworkers, bosses, relationships, every aspect of who we interact with, we have to establish boundaries. I have been a person that always thinks that people understand what I need, what I want, and what I'm looking for. I have found over the past couple of years, I've probably been more vocal as I become more sage-like or wisdom-like, that if I don't express what my needs are or identify what my boundaries are, people won't know, and people will maybe overstep them, or maybe they'll step aside, or maybe they'll even stay on the peripheral, trying to determine, is it safe to cross in? I have been corporately trained for 35 years of my life, having spent those 35 years in a financial capacity in banking. And then over the last 10, 15 years, I have worked for myself. I've done consulting. I've done operations. I've done a lot of different things. And most of them in the past 10 years, I've focused on Pilates. Pilates has always been my go-to movement for my own health and wellness. If I'm feeling overwhelmed with something, usually I'll get into my Pilates workout wear and get on my equipment and start moving, because I find that movement moves me mentally, physically, and emotionally, especially if I'm stuck with something. I also realize that in moving, it keeps you focused on how to get from point A to B or C. I remember once listening to a tape by Jay Shetty on meditation and how if you climb a mountain, you can't look forward, but if you look back, you see how far you've come. And I thought, well, I have come far. I have come far in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas in my life. I was a younger bride, having gotten married at 22 after a one-year relationship with who I thought was going to be the love of my life for my forever life. I spent 35 years married, and in spending those years married, I learned that everybody communicates differently, and everybody has a hot and cold button, and also sometimes our styles are very similar, but our personalities prevent those styles from moving in and out or forward and back. I have always been the person that was the wind underneath somebody's wings. I think I enjoyed that. I enjoyed helping people get to be the best version of who they are. In my own pursuit of career, marriage, family, owning and operating my own businesses, I also felt that this enabled me to help myself move forward. It's funny how sometimes you look at someone and you think, that person could be so much more productive if they only saw this about themselves. And you wonder, why do you even want to mention that? Why do you even think that? That person is not changing who they are for a reason. They're either comfortable in their cubicle of life, or they're just afraid to make changes. I have a lot of different friends, a lot of different personalities. And I have friends who, through the years, I've weaned myself from their friendship. Weaned is a funny word because I don't believe I rely on anybody for their friendships, but I do enjoy bonding with certain people, whether they be male or female, that I have either a camaraderie with, I honor and respect their thinking process, or their listening skills. I have realized that over the last 6 months, a lot of people have been giving me input on boundaries. They've overstepped their boundaries to speak to me about mine, which is somewhat reflective as I look back. I was mentioning today that I have amazingly caught up with my feelings and emotions as it related to a relationship that ended 6 months ago. 6 months, gosh, that is so fast. I can't believe that in 6 months, I have moved my head and my heart. I think at one point in time, I did my podcast to freeze frame the individual in my heart, to preserve the memory, because I really wasn't ready to let go. My head knew I needed to let go, but my heart was still stuck in my own little cubicle, stuck in my own world of telling my story. I realize now I am moving so quickly forward in my life. I can't believe it's been 6 months, and I can't believe that I was with an individual for 2 years, you know, 2.5 years of this person, either physically, mentally, or emotionally in my life. And now I'm at the benchmark where I don't even miss what I thought I wanted. I don't even miss what it was, what it wasn't. And that to me is a great sign. I have spent a couple of days over the last week looking at, you know, the world at large through these eyes of boundaries. I like to talk to people about what things bother me. And I like to talk and not necessarily get their idea of what I need or how to solve my problem, just to kind of throw it out there. And it's amazing. Some people don't know how to listen. They interject when you're speaking and telling you what they think you should be feeling. They interject their ego, their concept, their wisdom, and try to either persuade you through their own experiences in the world, but they talk to you, at you, and down to you in trying to convince you of what you should be feeling and how you should be feeling it. Once again, I like the word boundaries because it applies to that. Sometimes being quiet allows you to listen. And it allows you to think and allows you to step back. And I know when I move forward through my own shoes, through my own lens, through my own head, through my own heart. Some people feel like they pull on my coat strings. They pull me and hold me in place. I'm not sure. I don't know. It almost feels like a slinky. They want to see how far I can stretch away, but they're holding on to me, afraid that if I stretch too far, I might not maybe need them anymore. I know through the years I have helped so many people that in their process of what they were going through in their life, in my suggestions of how I think different things can help them, I found that sometimes people want to be helped, sometimes they listen, and sometimes they don't want to accept any wisdom, any thoughts, because they're not where you are. They're not on the outside looking in. They're in the inside looking out, not knowing how to move forward. I remember once I said something to someone and I realized that they were emotionally paralyzed, that my words of wisdom were somewhat falling on deaf ears. Deaf ears, not because they were tuning me out, deaf ears because they were paralyzed in listening to what I had to say. They were too afraid to move forward. My son has this quote, and it says, "It's not how far the ball bounces, it's how high it bounces back up." I really love that quote because we all fall. We all can fall into a dark hole. We can all pull the covers over our heads, put the boundaries around us, and now not allow anybody in. But I think also in peeking out from under the covers, opening up the covers, standing up instead of shrinking, those are all steps to move forward. Those are all steps that put you one step forward as opposed to 2 steps back. We all know how easy it is to stay put to be afraid to move, to stay comfortable in our own world where it's safe, where it's secure. But if you do take a step, you step out into your boundaries. If you proceed outside those boundaries, what is out there that prevents you from establishing new boundaries, establishing a wider perimeter around you to protect you? I can tell you right now, each day of my life over the last 6 months has produced a different side of Donna. It's an amazing thing to witness, to feel, to experience. I don't really want to sweat small stuff. Sometimes I do, and I'm working on that. And I'm working on people don't see my boundaries. People don't understand when I explain their boundaries. It's all good. It's all okay. A friend of mine recently said to me, "You do you." I love those words, "You do you." Because in doing me, that's all I need to do. I don't need anybody's approval. I don't need anybody's pat on the back. I don't need anybody asking me why or why not. It doesn't matter. It's me. I have to make myself happy. It's me. I have to stand in my committed world of my own boundaries. I think if I could say one thing about all of this over the last 6 months is, yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And stronger I have become, and I'm working on becoming even stronger. I move forward sometimes with strides that the normal people in my periphery don't. I move forward in a way that works for me. I always do my due diligence. I always think things through. I'm a thinker. I'm analytical. I know exactly what I want most of the time. I might not want to hit that benchmark right now, but I know what I want and I need. I always will need boundaries. Boundaries to protect me, to protect my heart, to set respect and protocols up for people I interact with. And I have to honor and respect their boundaries.